I'm David Brancaccio. When 26 states opted to put an end to extra unemployment benefits, the intent was to prod workers to jump back into the labor pool where new faces are tough to find these days. Yet, fresh data from the payroll and benefits platform called Gusto can't detect any resulting hiring surge. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Gusto economist Luke Pardue has this takeaway from his new hiring analysis.
If we want a speedy recovery, ending unemployment insurance is not the silver bullet.
It's not like states that ended those extra weekly benefits saw a flood of returning workers. Hiring was about the same as in other states.
What that's telling us is that there are so many other things happening in the labor force that are keeping workers out.
Things like lack of childcare or concerns about the Delta variant. Karen Stryker is a co-owner of Casanova Pizzeria in Boise, Idaho. She needs kitchen and front house staff.
We get people applying or calling, seeming to be interested, but then many of them will not show up.
Stryker's not sure why. Idaho is one of the states that ended extra unemployment benefits, but it also has low vaccination rates. Luke Pardue says that's a factor.
All of the increase in employment is driven by these states with higher vaccination rates.
So he says COVID safety seems to be a bigger incentive than the loss of $300 a week. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.